Welcome back to Faith in 5. Today's verse is Philippians 4, 6-7, and says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." What a promise! God not only hears our prayers, but he also offers peace that our minds can't even comprehend. Worry is one of the most common struggles in life. We worry about finances, health, family, the future. We commonly worry about the current state of the world, thinking about the end times, just some of those things that we're struggling with. But Paul says, "Do not be anxious about anything." That's not a suggestion, it's a command. And how do we do that? By replacing worry with prayer. Jesus echoes in Matthew 6, 25 through 27, and I'm going to summarize. "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink." He tells us to look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. When we pray with thanksgiving, we shift our focus from the problem to the provider. Notice what happens after we pray. God gives peace. Not a shallow calm or a temporary distraction, but the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. This peace is supernatural, and it doesn't make sense to the world. When we look at 1 Peter 5:7, we see, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." And Jesus himself promised in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world does. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Peace isn't the absence of problems, it's the presence of God guarding our hearts and minds. So here's our challenge today. Take one specific worry that you're carrying, and today, turn it into a prayer. Name it. Hand it over to God. Then thank him. Not just for what he will do, but for who he is. Let his peace, which doesn't need human explanation, settle over your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Remember, prayer isn't just talking to God, it's the pathway to peace.